Should you go straight out from that southeast end of Cuba, as Columbus did on the 6th of December, 1492, you will come next to the second largest island of the Romantic Archipelago. It is a cluster of steep mountain tops arising from broad faces on the ocean floor to make a heavily broken patch of terra firma about the size of our own rugged state of Maine. When Columbus saw this particular island, he called it Hispaniola, but the million or so Arawak Indians who were there before him already had a name for it. They called it Haiti.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. When it's times like these, it's like a curse at times. Why does a world seem to burst at times? Tragedy strikes, kills, and hurts mankind. You'll find love and hope inside the poorest of places. Catch smiles and laughs across the beautiful faces. Cause the cycle of life is gonna keep on moving, even if it seems like the life's been ruined. Standing in the ashes, who has to pay? And the preacher got you thinking that it's judgment day. It'll take more than God and prayer to help patients. So why do credit cards charge fees on donations? Who gets help and who gets to rebuild? Who gets fuel and who gets to refill? Who gets to say what's not being said? And who gets to bury the dead?
In 1517, Negro slaves were brought from Africa to repopulate the island. The French took over in 1697, constantly adding more slaves to increase the yield of their large plantations, and by such slave labor, making Haiti extremely rich in...